Blog Talk Radio. Lord, you are. I want you to know tonight, Lord, you are. Lord, you are.
Let's have a word of prayer. Wonderful God, wonderful King, wonderful Savior, wonderful eternal Lord, we bless you and thank you for this evening. We praise you, God, for your presence, for your glory, for your might. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. Meet us in this place, O God. Meet us here, O God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people. Bless your people. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, O Holy Father. Thank you for releasing your spirit, your might, your power, your love over these, your sons and your daughters. God, if we ever needed you, God, in our lives, we need you now. And we thank you for meeting us in this place. In Jesus' name. I want to take a minute and welcome any new listeners to Tehila Worship. And any regular listeners, again, I say praise the Lord. And as you know, we take this time every Sunday evening to just spend time in meditation and intimate prayer and communion with the Holy Spirit. And so now let's take some time. Get your Bibles, get your notes from today's scripture. Find a comfortable place in your home and just bask in His glory, soak in His presence. And spend intimate time with our holy and eternal God. This is host Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehila Worship. Let us get in His presence.
The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God, the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. This is Tehillah worship. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Let us continue in our time of meditation.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Yea, he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vestment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is Tehillah Worship.
Bow down.
because of the way again I'll remind you that I still love you. It doesn't matter what you've done, if you're hiding, doesn't matter if you run, the light's still shining, and I've carved you in my
the Lord. This is Pastor Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship, and I pray you have enjoyed yourself on this evening. I pray that the music has spoken to your spirit, and as we do this every week, prepared you for the week ahead. I want to give a word of encouragement on this evening, and the word of encouragement is this. I have a challenge for you this week. I want you to get sanctified. Yep, that's what I want you to do this week. I want you to get sanctified. Now, the reality is what I am proposing to you is not something that you'll be able to do in 1 week, but I want you to get started getting sanctified. I want you to undergo a sanctification process, a life-changing, transforming, illuminating, elevating, edifying sanctification process. Now, I don't mean I want you to go out and get filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can speak in tongues and all of that, foam at the mouth and all of that. That's not what I'm talking about. I ain't got no problem with speaking in tongues. It is a gift that God has given to the church. I ain't got no problem with that whatsoever. But what I am talking about, we will find in the book of John, the 17th chapter, and I will just read this simple verse, but I'm going to read one verse. I want you to read the entire chapter. Start off tonight when the program is over. Read this entire chapter, John 17, but I'm just going to read one verse, the 17th verse, and it simply says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." So this week I want you to get sanctified. Now, what do I mean by that? So I'm sure you have heard that sanctification means to be separated, separated from the world, separated from non-believers, separated from lovers of this world and haters of Christ. And I don't have a problem with that. I am not opposed to that if that is what God is doing in your life. But if he is separating you from something but not unifying you to something, you are not really getting sanctified. And so what I want to encourage you to do this week is to begin a process of sanctification where you are being unified to God, unified to Christ Jesus, and unified in the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, when I say something like this, we've gone beyond the what is sanctification, and so we need to understand how does God do this. Well, to understand this, you again would have to read the 17th chapter of John, because what it reveals in the 17th chapter is that God gives us five gifts. He gives the church, he gives believers five gifts. The first thing that he gives us is eternal life. And so we read in the second verse, as thou hast given him power, and the him he Jesus is speaking of is himself, Christ. So as thou, God, has given him, Jesus, power over all flesh, then he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. So the first gift that the Bible records that God gives us is eternal life. The second gift that the Bible records specifically in this chapter that God gives us is his name. The sixth verse says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me, and out of the world thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Verse 26, he also records, I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. God gives us eternal life. God gives us his name. He also gives us joy. And now, verse 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. God gives us his eternal life. God gives us his name. God gives us joy. I said he gives us five things, right? So the fourth thing that he gives us is his glory. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I love that. I want you to hold that point real quick, because the fifth thing that the Bible records in this chapter that God gives us is his word. We got his eternal life. We got his name. We've got joy. We've got glory. We also get his word. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, that they believeth that thou didst send me. That's verse 8. Verse 14 also says, I have given thee thy word. I have given, them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So what am I saying? What am I saying? How is all of this a part of sanctifying us? Separating us from the world, one, but most importantly, drawing us to God, unifying us to God, to the Godhead, to the Trinity. This is what is happening. When God gives us his eternal life, his name, his joy, his glory, and his word, he is actually giving us a portion of himself. For example, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if he is giving us his Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, then he is giving us himself. Also, we see in this, verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, unified, even as we are one. So when he gives us his glory, he is giving us an instrument, himself, that will allow us to be one with him. Also, it says, and I didn't read this because I want to hold it till right now, verse 2 again says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given. Verse 3 reads, and this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Christ Jesus, whom thou hast sent. So he's giving us eternal life that we might know him. So he is giving himself unto us. He is giving us the knowledge of him, the revelation of him, the love of him, his glory, his joy, his name, his word, the glory. The glory is the expression of Christ Jesus, the glorified, illuminated expression of Christ, of God in the earth. Christ Jesus is his glory. And so God is giving us these gifts, that we might be unified unto him, sanctified unto him. And so that is my word of encouragement for you this evening. I want you to get unified with him. I want you to get sanctified with him. You may be calling yourself a Christian. You may be a believer, but you don't spend enough time in his word. And as long as you are not spending enough time in his word, I guarantee you, you are still separated from him. Because there cannot be any unification without his word. Why? Because the word says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word
is truth. Receive the truth of the word of God on this evening. Receive the truth of the word of God for your life. That is the word of encouragement. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship.
want to take this time to tell you thank you for joining me on tonight's episode of Tehillah Worship. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Don't forget the challenge. Let the Lord sanctify you this week. God bless.
There is none. There is none.